This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour, the program phones are open, 603-283-6160. A German newspaper has apologized to its readers, specifically to the children of Germany, and we'll explain what that's all about. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Plus, will they be banning the Telegram app in Germany? Well, Chris has a story about that. Of course, the phones are open here, and you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about these cryptocurrency islands that are questionably organized by, well, in some cases, it's not really clear, I guess. I did go to the Crypto or the Satoshi Island website, and they do have some dudes' pictures there on the website claiming that they're the ones who are involved in this. But either way, there's not a whole lot of evidence that any of the people that are pitching buying properties on these islands actually own the islands that they're reselling to you. So there's some serious questions out there. But nonetheless, we can go to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Clamoring is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey there. Hey. I wanted to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance in schools.
Okay.
So, the Pledge of Allegiance, I guess, at all. So I was recently with my two girls, ages 6 and 14, at a 4-H meeting, of all places, and they said the Pledge of Allegiance, which I haven't personally heard since I was a child.
Wow.
And then I got to asking, you know, my kids, my little one's in a private school, so they don't do it there, but my older one is in a public school, and apparently they do it on Mondays.
Oh, interesting. When I was in school, they did it every single day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's what I remember, every single day.
It's just bizarre that we're still doing this.
Well, I mean,
why does it surprise you?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we still live in a highly nationalistic land, so this thing, it's constantly being done at government meetings, and if it's a government school, you better believe it's being done there. I mean, it's an indoctrination pledge, so the state absolutely wants to continue it.
Doesn't make it still bizarre. Or not bizarre. It is bizarre.
No, I don't think anybody's doubting it's bizarre. It's very bizarre.
Oh, I'm fully against the thing, but yeah. I'm just not surprised that it's continuing.
I guess I've just been, like, so far removed here in the quote-unquote free state of New Hampshire that I haven't been exposed to it. And I certainly don't hang out with people that say the pledge.
Well, that is the nice thing about living in New Hampshire as a Free State Project migrant is if you want to, you literally can surround yourself with all other liberty-minded people and fairly successfully seclude yourself away from sort of normal society, if you will, that tends to do things like saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been so... I definitely feel like I don't communicate with people outside of my little community here in Keene just because it's like I'm kind of blind to like what's going on around me sometimes. Hmm. You know, I just don't see it because I just don't interact with those people.
I saw the most recent time I saw the pledge was this week. We were at a committee hearing in the State House, and since it was the beginning hearing, the first hearing of the day, they opened the hearing with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't think I've
stayed seated and ignored it.
Yeah, I can't even remember ever having been to a hearing like that where they've actually said the pledge. But I'm not surprised. And I probably have heard it at, like, maybe a town hall or something.
Republican
like that.
Meetings have.
Yeah, Republican meetings.
Oh, yeah, they did that on a Zoom meeting last year that we all went to.
Yeah, that was weird.
Clamoring, you should ask your older daughter if they give her the option to not speak and not put her hand over her heart, because then there'd be definitely a big issue.
Yeah, have you had a conversation with her about the pledge?
One sec. Did they give you that option?
Oh, she's right there.
She she says that, yes, they do give you the option, but it feels like that you have to.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Well, it can feel that way from a peer pressure standpoint, right? When everyone else is doing a thing and you're the odd man out, that can be a very difficult situation to bear, especially for a young person who's just trying to fit in a lot of cases.
You know, what's funny is I actually did not say the pledge at one point in high school, and then nobody said it after that, after I got yelled at. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah, almost nobody said it after that, like, because they were like, oh, wait, we can not say this, and so nobody said it.
I also was punished for not saying the pledge in high school.
I just got a little yelling at by a teacher. It wasn't punishment or anything, really. But
it's worth pointing out here, as every conversation about the Pledge of Allegiance deserves to have pointed out, you need to know this, and I don't think a lot of the people who just routinely say the pledge know this. It was written by a Christian socialist in the late 1800s. He was a flag salesman who wanted to inculcate the people of America with more patriotism or nationalism.
To sell his flags.
He would be able to sell more flags. And then ultimately, somehow, it got, I don't know what the process was from going from him to becoming this national phenomenon, now, but somebody implemented it at a national level.
Was this the Pledge of Allegiance, or was this the Nazi
Pledge of Allegiance?
Because it was that Nazi pledge.
No, it wasn't that it was a Nazi pledge. It was that instead of putting your hand on your heart while saying the pledge originally, they were doing a salute. I'm not going to do it, and somebody screenshots me.
Yeah, it's called the fascist salute, and you've seen the Nazis do that salute.
Yeah.
And you can actually look, if you just search online for Pledge of Allegiance, Nazi salute, or fascist salute.
You can find little school children doing it to the American flag.
Yes, there's no shortage of these old black and white photos of kids doing the Nazi salute to the American flag. And then after the Nazis adopted it, then the United States government said, oh, no, let's change it. We'll make it the hand
over
the
heart. Yeah, it's just a nice, sweet gesture.
But that doesn't take away the fact that it is absolutely socialist, pro-government indoctrination, and everyone who says the pledge who's also supposedly against socialism needs to stop saying the pledge.
Hmm.
Well, we did not know that history, so we're going to look it up tonight.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be a very interesting history lesson for you. And Clamoring, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it. Thank you so much.
The man's name is Francis Bellamy, who was the author of The Pledge. And thank you for the call tonight. That's interesting. I just presumed, libertarian must know the history of The Pledge.
Oh,
not even all libertarians.
I've only heard of it this year.
I wouldn't assume that. I think most libertarians don't even know that they're libertarian. Yeah. It's a mentality, and it's like until somebody has like and libertarians have been ignored, you know, nationally and probably internationally. They've just been ignored, so you don't exist. You don't even know that there's other people who think like you out there. And if you don't know that, then how are you ever even going to find out about some of these things?
Yeah, it's a habit that we need to break. And actually, it makes me think we need to have that New Hampshire anthem ready for next week, because at all these, I understand, at all these protests that go on that are supposedly critical of the U.S. government, there's so many of them, they have a Pledge of Allegiance, or they sing like the national anthem or whatever, and it's like, you guys,
it's terrible.
You guys,
or they
don't
just have American flags waving.
They certainly do that.
It's so bizarre too. Like, it's like, that's even more bizarre than the Pledge of Allegiance in schools. Like, at that, I understand
you're being forced to, or it feels like it.
Right. Like, I get that the government wants to indoctrinate you, but for somebody to come up and be like, I support freedom, and they're holding a flag at a rally of some kind, I don't understand
it's
that.
It's a level of cognitive dissonance.
It
doesn't fit.
You said that people who claim to be not socialists need to stop doing the Pledge of Allegiance. There are people who claim to be not socialists who completely support socialist policies, like socializing protection.
Like the military.
The military and the police.
The protest we went to, we were telling them they're socialists, the Republicans, because they were supporting, you know, things like, Social Security and things like that.
Social Security and just that we should pay for their police.
Yeah, and they don't understand it. They don't understand how Social Security works.
No.
It's, you're paying through taxes for somebody else.
Correct.
It's not the money that you paid in, you know, when you were
young. You're paying for the old people right now.
Right. It's just another form of tax.
It's wealth redistribution.
Right, exactly.
And So there's this New Hampshire, I don't want to, you know, maybe we could call it an anthem or something like that, and Bonnie doesn't like it.
It's going to get stuck in my head.
Well, that's a good, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
But it's so corny.
It is corny. It's from the 1970s.
That just means it's going to go over well with the
people. Yeah, I think it might just work. I think the thing is, we need to replace their
Absolutely.
U.S. nationalism with New Hampshire nationalism. And I'm not in favor of nationalism, right? Like, right. I'm in favor of the individual, but these are the steps we're going to have to take.
Yeah, you're spot on with this, Ian.
There's more coming up. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And it's Chris. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss here, whether it's the Pledge of Allegiance, the U.S. nationalistic pro-socialist indoctrination pledge that was written by an actual socialist in the late 1800s.
Possible Nazi.
That's what we were talking about. So you can, of course, bring up whatever you want. That was actually a caller who brought that one up. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio tonight. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts with someone who claims to be a socialist. Actually, she says she's a communist. And
what's the difference?
The difference is real subtle, isn't it, Sarah? What is the difference between a socialist and a communist?
To me, there is no difference. To me,
honest. She's honest.
Wow, that's the first honest socialist I've ever heard.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Sarah. Yeah. What were you saying? So there's no difference in what?
To me, there is no this difference between socialism and communism.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think there is any kind of difference? And the reason I called in about is that, you know, Darren Queen, as a pharmaceutical, they got sued, and they had to pay out $90 million worth in penalty. It just was announced. A New York judge announced that.
What is this company? A pharmaceutical company? I've never heard of them. Darren?
Yeah, it's called Darren Queen. I just only heard it one time on the news tonight.
Hmm.
So what it is they hoarded the market, and then they excluded all the generic brands from copying their ingredients. But, you know, as a socialist communist, our medication would be completely free in a communist society. the capitalist, there you go.
Why would anyone be motivated to make new medicines if they weren't able to be compensated for their efforts?
Well, like this company? Well, he has to pay out $69 million. That's how
no, you didn't answer my question. No, you didn't answer my question, okay? My question was, what is the motivation for someone to invent something if they can't be compensated, meaning paid, for their work?
Well, the thing is that it's okay that you have your needs met like everybody else. You make something to benefit your society and your community, not
so
for
from
yourself.
The good of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the good of your heart. That's why the doctors and the socialists, they work for free. Everybody gets housing. They get food. Everybody gets free health care, free education up to university level.
See, the thing is, Sarah, you just don't understand.
Well, I don't understand how she is all giddy about this company that created a monopoly getting found out and punished, but yet she doesn't understand that the only way for all healthcare to be free, quote unquote, would be for the government to create a monopoly. So she's completely contradictory right now.
It is kind of humorous, isn't it?
Okay, whatever costed them, they made $4,000 worth in profit. $4,000.
It's nothing.
The markup. Okay, so now the $69 million is about what they made in profits. And so now they have to pay it in penalties because they hoarded the market. They excluded all of the generic brands from copying the key ingredient, the active ingredient. So this would have not have been allowed in a communist country.
Yeah, there would be no development like you're talking about in a communist country. And the only way they would get medication is to rely on the freer market countries to where medication is being developed for a profit, where there's an actual serious motivation for people to do it, and then they would import that medication,
Sarah,
if they could even afford to do so.
Are you aware that during the Soviet Union, they actually had a Sears catalog where they would actually go through it and copy like prices and things because they had no free market and they couldn't determine what things could cost?
That does kind of sound believable. You know, I mean, but you know, something. I think that if people are taught that you share from a childhood, that's how you're raised, you think it's perfectly fine. A lot of people do believe that they want to give of themselves in service, not to make money, like school teachers.
Yeah, just because they believe it doesn't mean that people are working hard and resulting in, you know, economic activity that is going to result in them prospering. That's the problem, Sarah. You're undermining the economic activity, which is why people might think I don't even want to say people are happy. I mean, often these people are starving. They're not happy. They're
in
not
communism,
doing well.
You mean?
Yeah, they believe in communism, but they're still not doing well because it's undermining their economic activity.
Yeah, here's the thing, Sarah. What you're talking about with sharing, there's nothing wrong with sharing. It's a nice thing to, you know, be willing to give to another person. I don't think those things should be taken out of society or anything like that. But the difference is between communism and real sharing is with real sharing, you share because you want to. You share because it feels good. You share because it's helping someone. Whatever the different reasons are. Hold on, Sarah. I'm not done. Whatever the different reasons are for the individual, they're choosing to share. Whereas under communism, they're told, you will give to others or you will be shot. And that's the difference. Under communism, sharing is mandatory. It is forced by the threat of violence and actual violence. And that leads people to not want to be so generous, and it leads people to hide their wealth. It leads people to feel, you know, upset at the idea of having to give people the things that they've earned, especially when other people aren't actually pulling their own weight, when they're actually acting as though they're hurt, even though they could work in the fields or whatever, and then they're just taking instead of giving. And it gets really ugly, because what you're talking about is going against human nature, and you're going to try to use violence to force people to share, and it never works.
And as a kid, a lot of people are taught that things are black and white, and they are taught that a lot of things are virtues that aren't necessarily always virtues, and sharing is one of those things. Imagine you have a friend that is down on his luck. You give him some money to help him out. He doesn't use that to better his life. He just keeps, you know, blowing it on junk food or something.
And drugs.
You just keep continuing trying to help him. It's eventually not a virtue. You're just giving this person...
You're enabling them,
you know, and that's what would happen in socialism. Sorry, Chris, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, just because crony capitalism is bad, Sarah, it doesn't make socialism good, right?
Yeah, but...
Think about it. Do you guys support that they're getting $67 million? So according to you guys, they're perfectly, they need to keep this profit instead of getting penalties.
No, we're against crony capitalism, which is only possible by the government.
Right. Yeah, you seem to have this impression that we support, you know, these. It's funny because, like, I'm not a fan of these corporations basically having a monopoly. That's you know, that's right. I guess you could say that's crony capitalism. I'm against that. But it's because the government is using violence to achieve that monopoly, right? Without that, you wouldn't have some of these costs. One of the reasons we have these costs is because of government, right?
Right. So patents, for instance, which is something that the government has created,
right,
to give a monopoly over a certain idea for a specified period of time to these corporations, patents prohibit competition, and they prohibit a free market, which we do not have. You're talking about the medical business? That is one of the least free markets in the United States. It is highly regulated and highly controlled. Anyone who wants to should be able to be a doctor. Anyone who wants to should be able to, you know, put a pill together or whatever. And then it's up to you to decide whether you trust that person to administer those things, to give them to you or to sell them to you, and let the market decide through, you know, various different voluntary checks and balances. What you're talking about is, as they said, crony capitalism.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm heading into the weekend. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. Atlanta hasn't had measurable snow in nearly 4 years, but that could end Friday or Saturday. The storm is also expected to dump a foot of snow in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and possibly Arkansas. The White House wants states to begin fixing bridges that need repair. Nearly $30 billion is being allocated from the sweeping infrastructure bill that President Biden signed 2 months ago. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg releasing a statement saying modernizing bridges will improve safety and support economic growth. USA Radio News. Prince Andrew is stripped of military titles and royal patronage.
Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The prince on the BBC in 2019. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL playoffs set to begin on Saturday, and home field might not feel like much of an advantage for the Buffalo Bills in their wild card game Saturday night against the New England Patriots. Forecasters are calling for temperatures at 6 degrees above zero at kickoff. And with winds out of the northeast, it's likely to feel more like sub-zero. The last time these two teams played in Buffalo, they played in winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Intercoin. The folks over at Intercoin have been offering services to help companies and groups, communities launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its own investor token, and you can buy it on an exchange. It's called xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to get some Intercoin over there at X Markets, and that's different from most centralized exchanges. A lot of them want to know who you are and get a bunch of, you know, personally identifying information. You don't have to do that at X Markets. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org or buy or sell ITR at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Before we do that, though, did you guys have anything else you wanted to say about medicinal developments and free markets versus socialism? Because I don't know if we've, you know, that's a fairly deep topic, and we just kind of scratched the surface on
it. I don't think we have anything, I don't have anything more to say, but I mean, it's certainly a topic we could continue on about, but I think we concluded pretty good spot.
Yeah, I guess I will add that I want to see a free market in medicine, because then we'll actually see how cheap medicine can be. You know, a lot of the complaints about the market in medicine today is that it's very expensive, and it's a legitimate complaint.
Absolutely.
And it's a situation that has been created
by the government.
Completely by the government.
It's artificial. 100%.
Yes. Yeah. And because in a free market, which we don't have, you have open competition where anyone who wants to can create something and offer it for sale, and that scares people. They feel like, oh my God, we have to have the government to approve medications. Well, even with the government approving medications, you still end up having terrifying side effects of things. Look at what's happening with the vaccines, for instance, for COVID, as just one recent example. But there's been other ones where the federal government has come back and said, oh yeah, that medicine that we approved 10 years ago, turns out it causes, you know, fill in the blank, malady, and all these people died from it, and we're going to recall that medicine now. So, like, the process is political. The process costs billions of dollars for these corporations to get medicines through. And why is the cost of medication so high? Because of the hoops that they have to jump through to not just develop the medications, but to get it through the bureaucratic process. And so that's the reason why things are so expensive in the medical field. And then, of course, there's all the liability that goes on. So really, it's all created by the state. And giving the state total control over medicine isn't going to make that better. It's going to make it worse. And as we were saying, you're working against human nature when it comes to communism. But I'm sure Sarah will call in again soon enough about that topic.
Always.
She didn't listen at all.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't listen.
No.
And that's okay. But we're not here to convince Sarah. We're here to convince the people who are maybe on the fence. Maybe they're unsure. Maybe they've heard, you know, good things about socialism and communism in government school. Or the people that think that we're in a free market. We're not. It's not even close. Richard is on the line, also calling from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure thing, Richard.
My complaint is, since President Biden had his vaccine mandate for companies over 100 people, workers, to get their vaccinations shot down by the Supreme Court, our New Mexico dictator governor and apparently our mayor in Albuquerque are trying to push companies to mandate their own vaccine requirements, that everybody get their vaccines and their booster shots.
Mm.
And I don't know if this case, if people will take it to the New Mexico Supreme Court, or maybe it will go to the National Supreme Court, but they're trying to push it. The police and firemen union people are discussing the, you know, legalities of a forced mandate.
So just to clarify, Richard, are they trying to force it on only government employees, or are they forcing it or attempting to force a vaccine mandate on all employers in New Mexico / Albuquerque?
Apparently they're trying to force the state and city government workers,
yeah,
into this mandate, and I wouldn't be surprised if our dictator governor here and our Democratic governor, mayor, would also try to push this on people too, because they both seem to be in lockstep with the Democratic Party,
yeah,
with President Biden as their leader.
They've been doing this in a lot of the big cities, like New York City, for instance, and I can't name the other ones offhand, but I'm pretty sure they're doing it in New York City. I don't know about New York State, but they're doing this where they're saying, if you're working for the government, you have to get a vaccine. And and as you pointed out, Richard, what's happening there has been happening in the New York City, where the, and I think Chicago as well, where the police unions are against this. We actually, our friend Conan, who works in the Postal Service, they've been telling them that they have to get the vaccine, but the Postal Service Union is against it. So in the case of, you know, I'm generally against public service unions, but in this case, the unions are taking the correct position, and they're saying, look, our you know, these people, these union members, it's their bodies, it should be their choice, and you shouldn't be forcing this on people. But the courts, I believe so far, and you know, and maybe there's different results in different places. It probably depends on, you know, how leftist a certain state's court is. But the courts have been backing up the cities, I believe, on these. And again, correct me if I'm wrong on that. And thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. Sort of for the same reason that the U.S. Supreme Court just ruled against the mandate for businesses over 100 employees, but upheld the mandate for companies that accept Medicare and Medicaid. So the idea being, if you are in a deal, if you'd enter an agreement with the federal government to say that you want to accept their payments,
then you're their lackeys.
Then you will do what they say. And so that same quote-unquote logic is going to likely be applied to the government workers.
It definitely is being applied to the federal government workers. I know because, well, they're doing it to the military.
That's right.
And my little sister used to have a government job, and they were, like, talking about how pretty soon everybody's going to have to get vaccinated. She just happened to move, so she never had to get vaccinated.
So she avoided it.
Yeah, but...
And your brother is in the military, and he's going to be leaving?
Oh, yeah, he's getting kicked out of the Air Force because he was one of two people in his entire base,
wow.
I think they call it, who wouldn't get the vaccine, and they're both getting kicked out.
Two people. How many people are at the base?
Oh, a large amount, yeah, thousands.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Tucson.
People follow these, they follow blindly, unfortunately.
Sure.
And,
well, they want to keep getting paid.
Yeah.
You know? They want to keep getting the, look, the government paychecks, they get paid real good. They get the paychecks are real nice, and then their benefits are also real nice on top of that, right? Like, they get health care coverage and all kinds of other stuff. So I'm
and they're
sure,
the type of person who already signed away their rights as a human being to the government when
yes,
they joined. So
they are willing to be told what to do. And so the idea that, I mean, I would have hoped there had been more than two out of thousands, so that's really, really sad. But I think you're going to find that at the city level with these city bureaucrats, they're going to be forced into this. And, it does make me interested because we were talking about the New York City situation as it was happening, and I'm curious if there have been updates. I have not seen them, but the last that I remember was the police unions were saying, we don't support this, we're going to fight this. The city created a deadline and said, if you are not vaccinated by this deadline, you're not allowed to come to work. And so that was a couple months ago.
Wait,
so
where?
In New York City.
Oh.
So I'll have to look into it and see, you know, if anything has shaken out, if they've had to hire those people back, because they were going to lose like a third of the New York City Police Department.
Awesome.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind if you want to weigh on this question or whatever you want. It's free talk.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris. And I was curious, like, we were talking about the... Richard had called in there and bringing up the fact that governments, city and state governments, are cracking down on their own employees, saying you have to get a vaccine, mandating that. And I said, you know, that sounds familiar. I wonder what happened with New York City, because he's in Albuquerque. And New York City, about, I don't know, 3 months ago, apparently, that they were poised to take roughly 30% of the city's police department off the job. And strangely, I can't find any updates since that happened. Or
that was being so covered up even at the time when they were covering all the videos of the protests. They were saying weird things, like not explaining that it was cops. And a lot of them, it was just like some people.
Right.
They probably backed down because if you're going to lose 30% of your workforce, they probably can't risk that. And so they, of course, they don't want to publicize that. So there's, they just didn't publish any stories or updates to it.
Mm. Yeah, there is news from November 4th about the Police Benevolent Association suing the city over the mandate, and there's not a single update since then about the status of that lawsuit. Maybe there hasn't been a hearing about it, but I cannot find anything about that particular lawsuit. There was a published story from the Washington Post on November 2nd. New York police unions warned vaccine mandates would pull 10,000 officers off the streets. So far, the number is 34. Fewer than three dozen uniformed officers out of about 35,000 were placed on unpaid leave Monday when the deadline expired, in addition to 40 civilian New York Police Department staff Many more await a decision from the city on their request for religious and medical exemptions. In total, they say 85% of the NYPD staff are vaccinated, but I believe it was only 70% of the uniformed officers were vaccinated. So since that story, there has been, at least from what I can tell here, very little news coverage as far as what other things may have transpired. So yeah, maybe they backed down. But and that would explain why the news media wouldn't have posted a follow-up.
Yep.
Right? If you're in New York City and you know more and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And if we hear anything about these various different lawsuits, we'll certainly let you know. So let's get into the Germany stories. You guys had a couple stories about Germany tonight. Bonnie, yours was regarding the German newspaper, one of the largest, if not the largest German newspaper, coming forward with an apology.
This story says it is the largest. This is from techstartups.com. Germany's largest newspaper, Bild, B-I-L-D, apologizes for harming society over its coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic during the past 18 months. Back in April 2020, we wrote about Germany's largest newspaper, Bild, after it condemned China for endangering the world and also for being the world's, quote, greatest export of the coronavirus. With a circulation of currently about 1.37 million copies daily, the Bild newspaper is published by the Axel Springer Publishing Company.
That is a large newspaper. I think that, that even dwarfs the New York Times.
This sounds like they're under pressure from China. China,
I don't know.
China will do that sort of thing to people and companies and entities in order to get them to like apologize for saying mean things about China.
It would make sense if that's what they ended up saying, but when I get to the apology, I don't think it's related to China.
Really?
It sounds like people who actually had a change of heart. Says after enduring the COVID-19 over 18 months, the situation in Europe was, and especially Germany, seems to be getting worse. As Europe battles the fourth wave of infection sparked by the Delta variant, about 204,000 protested in Paris and other French cities on Saturday against a mandatory coronavirus health pass for entry to many public places, according to a report from Reuters. France is not alone. There are also protests in Berlin, Germany, and Italy over the COVID-19 passports, but I'm just going to skip ahead to the quote. So
this
here
is the excerpt from the paper,
yes,
what they said.
The paper came out with a video on their website, and it's the editor-in-chief speaking,
mm-hmm.
And here's what he said. To the millions of children in this country for whom our society is responsible, I want to express here that neither our government or what neither our government nor our chancellor dares to tell you.
Hmm.
We ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for this policy, which for a year and a half has made you victims of violence, neglect, isolation, and loneliness. Sorry for this policy and media coverage, which, like poison, made you feel like you were a mortal danger to society. You are not a danger to society. Don't believe this lie. It's up to us to protect you. What happened to our children, many people, and Bild denounce it. Merkel, did she organize a summit for children? This was originally in German, so it's kind of a weird translation. Did Merkel organize a summit for children? No. Instead, we persuaded our children that they were going to murder their grandma if they dared to be what they are, children, or if they met their friends. None of this has been scientifically proven. It was easy to force that on the kids. They can't defend themselves and they don't vote. When a state steals the rights of a child, it must prove that by doing so, it protects him against concrete and imminent danger. This proof has never been provided. It has been replaced by propaganda, presenting the child as a vector of the pandemic. Those who wanted to contradict this propaganda were never invited to the experts' table.
And they still aren't. And what was it that made them? I don't know if he addresses this.
Weird.
It's shocking.
Yeah, like
it's the only thing in the world that I've heard of this that happened.
Yeah,
like this Fox News isn't coming out saying they're sorry. You know, CNN's not coming out saying they're sorry.
Right. So what motivated the editor of this paper or the editorial board to come out with this statement after 2 years?
I think these people found, you know, looked into the facts and realized what they're doing is harming society, like they said.
don't know, man. They've done it for 2 years.
Better late than
never.
If you
had any kind of a, you know, if you had any kind of like doubt or, you know, anything, like any kind of concern, you think that would have happened already, right?
Maybe they were completely propagandized themselves.
Maybe so, but I mean, and like I said, better late than never. I mean, I don't disagree with what they're doing. At least they're doing it.
Has there been a change in government in Germany? There was, wasn't there recently a change in government? Maybe it has to do with that.
There was a vote for, and Angela Merkel is now not the chancellor, but she's currently still the sitting chancellor until the other one can take office. I'm not sure why.
I don't know.
She's just kind of like the unelected chancellor right now.
I mean, if you're a journalist, you're supposed to show both sides or all sides of a story. And that's certainly something that journalism has not been doing when it comes to COVID-19 in the last 2 years. So
somebody's conscience really got to them.
It sounds like it. Tell me more if there is more to share.
They said, our policies would do better to open schools and sports halls rather than polling stations. Otherwise, they will live on their conscience and will leave in the history books a multitude of innocents. Okay, sorry, it's just like a weird translation. That's it.
The only other thought I had is maybe they didn't intend for things to go on as long as they did, and now they want to try and recover, but now they can't because everything's been overblown. I don't know. Like, and it's, I don't know, it's just so weird.
Maybe. It is certainly possible that they were caught up in the fear, just like so many people were, and maybe they were worried that, you know, if they didn't take the pro-fear position, that they were going to lose readers. But then they found out they were losing readers because they took the pro-fear position, because there's literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the streets protesting the COVID passports. And they realized, oh, there are people out there that want to hear the other side of the story. I don't know. It's very interesting. And I would be curious to know the mindset and the thoughts behind this. Again, I presume it was a board of, you know, whenever a newspaper makes a statement, it's usually not just the publisher, it's usually like the editorial staff.
Yeah, that's the editor-in-chief that was speaking.
I wonder if maybe the board changed, like there was a some sort of takeover kind of, you know, somebody was ousted and now it tipped the balance from one side to the other, and so this is the result.
Maybe it started actually affecting these people's kids.
Could be. Yeah, I knew it personally.
It wasn't for a while, and it's just started getting worse. I don't know.
It's too bad there's not more to the story give us some sort of inclination as to what happened.
Or maybe it just simply affected their sales. You know, maybe. A lot of companies are going to change their tune real fast if they think it's going to make them more money, or if it's going to stop the hemorrhaging of cash that might have been happening to them. So, hard to say. You said it was over a million?
1.37 million copies daily.
Copies daily. I wonder if that's actual physical copies, because I looked at the New York Times, and they don't even crack a million. They claim over 5 million circulation, but that's over 4 million is online.
I'm wondering, what's the source of this?
Tech news, tech startup. I forgot I said at the beginning.
We'll continue here. The number, if you want to join us,
techstartups.com.
603-283-6160. You're welcome to weigh in here on Free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.